Are you in a hurry? And I had to ask this question because it was the whole day yesterday. I started off my day yesterday with the podcast. It was amazing. I had so much fun with it. And then I was so excited to send it out to every single person that I knew that I sent an email out. And I wrote the email. I was in a hurry. I was just about to do something else. And I wrote it. But when I say I wrote it, I actually talked to text. And so when I was talking to text, you know, I looked at it, I reviewed it, I read it over quick, and I don't know if you've ever done this, but I thought this thing is absolutely perfect. And I read it over again, I sent it out, and then later on that day, I thought, man, I put it on the Vibe Daily, which you guys can check out. It's, you know, it's a closed social media group that I send out. And I don't hit people all the time with it, but I try and do it on the daily. And ultimately, I'll take all my social media and just put it on this closed network. Well, I put it on the daily Vibe. And then I thought, why don't I just send it out to every person in my database? And so I copied the email and I sent it out. And when I sent it out, my wife called me and she's like, hey, were you sending me this to proofread it? And I was like, no, why? And she said, because you didn't put a title on it. The grammar is bad and everything almost that you did is horrible. And I was like, man. And then I thought about it and it was a one word thing that my mom told me. Because at first I was like, oh man, this is horrible. I can't believe that I did it. I wish I could resend it. And then my mom told me when I was a kid, she said, son, shrug your shoulders, put your hands like this and say, shit. Like, I can't take it back. What I could do is I can make it better, but I can learn not to be in a hurry the next time. So the whole night I was all about, like, God was asking me, are you in a hurry, son? Are you in a hurry? So today's proverb, the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day, Proverbs 16, 3,000-year-old wisdom, guess what? Is, are you in a hurry? And I thought, man, I sat down and I was going to record and I came up here to the studio. I switched it around and I get a chance to be able to interview Mr. Master G from the Sugar Hill Gang later on today. So I came in, I got men's group this morning. I was kind of even rushing around while God was asking me, are you in a hurry? And so I had to take a second. I sat down and I hopped in the Word. And what he was saying to me is like, none of this stuff matters at all unless you spend time with me. And when you spend time with me, then I'll slow you down. I'll help you to understand that I own it all and that I'll give it to you when I see fit, but it'll be my will, my plan, and my timing. Man, I didn't like to hear that, but it went right back to the three things that my mom told me growing up. You're awesome. Separate yourself from your accomplishments. You're beautiful. Don't ever compare yourself to anyone. And you could do anything that you push your mind to, but just because you could do it doesn't make it your purpose. And then my pops would sum it up in just one sentence. He was simple. He said, boy, you're the greatest, so act accordingly. And imagine if I took that amount of time and I said, when I'm in a rush, when I want something to happen, and I said, I'm awesome. I'm beautiful. I could do anything that I put my mind to. I'm the greatest, so act accordingly. It would calm me down. My parents gave me a blueprint. Thanks, Mom and Pops. I appreciate you. And then God reiterated it as we went into Proverbs 16 today, the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day. So the first one is God asked me, is this a good plan or is this God's plan? Is this a good plan or is this my plan? And he said it in verse 1. In verse 1, it says, to the human belongs the plans of the heart, but the Lord come, but from the Lord comes a proper answer of the tongue. In verse number 2, all a person's ways seem pure to them, but the motives are weighed by the Lord. In verse number 3, God asked me, he said, have you committed? Have you truly committed? See, one of the greatest things that my pops would say to me, he would say, like, son, my favorite saying that you've ever said is commitment eliminates options. Well, I can't take credit for it. I heard a sermon one time and a guy got asked why he was married or how he was married for 47 years. And he said, simple, three words. Commitment eliminates options. He said, once I committed to my wife, it eliminated the option of any other woman that was not my wife. It made it very simple. Commitment eliminates options. And when you do the acronym for that, it's just CEO. And imagine if every single CEO of a company was committed and it eliminated the options of anything contrary to that company and the people inside the company performing and connecting at the highest level. Imagine if that commitment was there. So God asked me, are you committed? And in verse number three, it's one of the verses that my pops would say to me all the time. Proverbs 16, verse 3, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. This one's a rough one for me because I want to put my own plans into it. And when I put my own plans into it, I want it to happen on my time. And when I want it to happen on my time, I get frustrated. And then I look back at it. I look back at it right now. And over the last 4 years, I transitioned from being a salon owner, hairdresser into, you know, being a speaker and podcaster. And that's where my focus was, but it didn't happen overnight. And now I could proudly say that I'm a keynote speaker, actually one of the top keynote speakers, and I'm a podcaster. That's what I do. But it took 4 years for that transition to start to happen. It wasn't on my time. It was on God's. And that's the frustrating part. Number three in this is Brooklyn. She said, everything is going to be okay. It always is. And in verse number four, it says, the Lord works out everything to the proper end, even the wicked for the day of disaster. In verse 31, he says, gray hair is the crown of splendor. It is attained in the way of righteousness. My wife says this to me all the time. Why don't you just chill out? Stop worrying. God doesn't want you to worry. He's got everything, and everything is going to work out okay. And if it's not okay, this is what my friend John Paul said. If it's not okay, it's not the end. So just chill out. Realize that God's timing is perfect. God's will is perfect. God's plan is perfect. But I've got to choose to be okay with that. Number four in this is my ego stinging me? Am I in a hurry? Is my ego stinging me? Well, yes, sometimes it is. In verse number five, it says, the Lord detests the proud of heart. Be sure of this. They will not go unpunished. In verse number 18, he says, pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. In verse 19, better to be lowly in spirit with the oppressed than to share the plunder of the proud. Is my ego stinging me? I think of Pulp Fiction where Marcellus Wallace said that. He said, when you're about to take the dive, you're going to feel a sting, and that sting is going to be your ego. But push past it. And so I believe I'm the first person that quoted Pulp Fiction and the Bible in the same one. So 3,000-year-old wisdom, guys. It's unbelievable what could happen. Number five is, am I faithful? This was the question that God asked me. Am I faithful? Are you being faithful? If you're in a hurry, are you being faithful? In verse number six, it says, through love and faithfulness, sin is atoned for. Through the fear of the Lord, evil is avoided. In verse eight, it says, better little with righteousness than much gain with injustice. Am I being faithful? Meaning that have I committed, right? And then am I faithful? Have I stayed the course even when I don't see the reward? Well, a lot of times, no, because I get frustrated and I want it now. And number six, am I being honest with God, myself, and others? This is a hard one. Man, it seems like God was hitting me today in verse number 11. Let's go to verse number 11 in Proverbs 16. And it says, honest scales and balances belong to the Lord, and the weights are the bag. Weights in the bag are of his making. And then in verse number 17, it says, the highway of the upright avoids evil, and those who guard their ways preserve their lives. Bam. Am I being honest with God? Am I being honest with myself? Am I being honest with others? ask yourself those three questions when you're in a hurry. When I'm in a hurry, I'm not. A lot of times I'm telling God like, oh, well, I'm doing it because of this. I'm telling myself, well, this is the justification. I'm telling others, this is the grand plan. But I can tell you this, most of the time it's just because I'm in a hurry and I want my stuff right now. Number seven is, are you speaking life? And this is a big one because God always talks about this as far as speaking life. Whatever you put into your heart will fill up your heart. When your heart starts to overflow, it comes out your mouth. So check your words and you'll see what's in your heart. And if you want to see what's in your heart, just check what you're seeing and what you're hearing and what you're becoming aware of through your senses. What you're allowing in is going to end up becoming your words. So are you speaking life? And in this, in verse number 24, it says, gracious words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. In verse number 28, a perverse person stirs up conflict and a gossip separates close friends. Have I ever talked about someone when they're not there? Yes. Have I ever talked ill about someone when they're not there? Yes. and God called me to the table. I felt very, very targeted today by God. But whoever winks, this is verse number 30, whoever winks their eye is plotting perversity. Whoever pursues or purses their lips is bent on evil. Are you speaking life? Here's how you speak life. Just say somebody's name, send them a text, send them an email, get it on the phone, and reach out to them. And when you reach out to them, what's so amazing, I got to speak life to my friend Paula yesterday, and I just got to tell her how awesome she is, how amazing of a friend. I told my brother yesterday, I said, you know, for the last 2 years, every time I get on the phone with you, bro, like there's something different. Like you feel different. I don't even have to get a message from you. All I have to do is hear the tone of your voice, and it lights me on fire. I want to tell you that. I use his name, and you got to be specific. If you start speaking life to people, it's amazing what will happen. The last one here, what God said in verse 32 and 33, he said, just come and hang out with me. I own it all. And then he put patience. In verse number 32, better a patient person than a warrior, one with self-control than one who takes a city. The lot is cast into the lap, but every decision is from the Lord. Am I in a hurry? I can tell you this. How can this happen? How can 3,000-year-old wisdom, Proverbs 16, know that on April 16th, the day after taxes, in 2024, I was going to be struggling with that question, are you in a hurry? There's no way. Actually, there is a way because God is big enough. He owns it all. He said, just come and hang with me. I own it all. And when you allow me in and you allow my will, my plan, and my timing, it's always perfect. So once again, God smacks me upside the head and he helps me to understand that when I ask him a question, he's going to ask questions of me. He's going to search my heart. And today, when I asked, like, am I in a hurry? Or he asked me, are you in a hurry? Then he followed it up. And go back to it. If you want to slow down, remember that you're awesome. Separate yourself from your accomplishments. You're beautiful. You were made perfect. You don't need to compare yourself to anybody. You can do anything that you put your mind to, but just because you could do it doesn't make it your purpose. So when you see shiny things and you see shiny people doing things, don't worry about it. Maybe it's not for you. Like my pop said, boy, you're the greatest. So act accordingly. Or to my daughter, girl, you're the greatest. So act accordingly. That will slow us down. It'll get us out of that hurry and get us in to God's will, God's plan, God's timing, which sometimes would be frustrating. Proverbs 16, the corresponding proverb, corresponding day, 3,000-year-old wisdom that never, ever, ever disappoints. My name is Kelly Cardenas, and I'm officially off the hot seat. Peace, love, and soul.